This morning, I'm sure all of us are riveted on Hurricane Irma and Jose, and we continue to offer prayers and support for victims of Hurricane Harvey. The natural devastation of these monstrous storms is certainly parallel to the tsunami of hate that we will recall tomorrow on the 16th anniversary of 9/11. I read that the famed Franciscan priest, Father Michael Judge, preached the following words in his Sunday homily before Tuesday, September 11, 2001, at the local firehouse station. Listen to his words. You do what God calls you to do. You show up, you put one foot in front of another, you get on the rig and go out and do the job, which is a mystery and a surprise. You have no idea when you get on that rig, no matter how big the call, no matter how small, you have no idea what God's calling you to do. No one could ever recall Father Judge preaching anything like that before. He and more than 300 New York firefighters would die at the World Trade Center just 2 days later. When authorities in New York City released tapes and transcripts of the emergency calls that were made on 9/11, the ones that are most captivating are the calls made to loved ones. Words of love were exchanged. When seconds of life and breaths were being counted, words of love were shared. Listen again to the words of St. Paul to the Romans. Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. Love does no evil to the neighbor. Hence, love is the fulfillment of the law. In a few moments after this very brief homily, Ann Kester is going to come forward and introduce to us six women and men, already members of the Order of the Faithful by their baptism, who now want to be in full communion with the Catholic Church. They will renew with us their faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. Now, even though we at times may stumble on words like consubstantial, our creed really is filled with words of love in its affirmation of who God is for us and we ourselves being drenched in that Trinitarian love. And in the words of the creed, all of us renew our commitment to spread that love with people in need and at a time when we witness and recall hatred in its ugliest and devastating form. Katie, an attorney who will be getting married in early October to Adam, who is with us today, her sponsor is Nick. We'll meet Andrea, a nurse practitioner, married to Tim. Her sponsor is Angela Grady, our HR specialist here at Holy Trinity. Stephanie, an attorney, born in Seoul, Korea, married, and her two children are in the RCIA adapted for children. Wayne, CEO of a business development and government relations counseling group. His sponsor is Jim Schufreiter, one of our cantors. Holger, a professor in the School of Foreign Service at Georgetown, married to Anne-Marie, who is also his sponsor, both of them from Germany. And Paul, a financial consultant, married to Ashley, who is on the Trinity staff as a member of our communications team. They have two children at Holy Trinity, and Paul's sponsor is Judy Sanford. I gave you their occupation in case any of you want to do business transactions after Mass. And so Katie, Andrea, Stephanie, Wayne, Holger, and Paul, as you come into full communion, listen to the words of Jesus telling us in the Gospel. If two or three of you agree on earth about anything you ask, even here at Holy Trinity, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them. This afternoon here in Washington, D.C., over 1,000 people are expected of all faiths to walk together in friendship and unity along Embassy Row on Mass Avenue. This is a celebration of all of our neighbors, whoever they are, no exceptions. But Katie, Andrea, Stephanie, Wayne, Holger, and Paul, you will also note that we always do not agree all the time. Even though we are two or three gathered in the name of Jesus, ask Congress, ask any couple getting a divorce, etc. Cardinal Joe Tobin from Newark spoke powerfully this week, saying we can't hide behind the term legality in rescinding DACA. That is an abandonment of humanity, an abandonment of talented and hopeful young people who are as American as you and I. The administration not only has closed borders, it has also closed minds and hearts. Anne Lamott, in her book Bird by Bird, humorously talks about drive-by shootings of the mouth, words by which in the course of an ordinary day, we take one another down. Friends, strangers, family members were all survivors of these kinds of drive-by shootings. And we are, when we least expect it, shooters. As anxious resident preparing for the storm in Southwest Florida, I heard her in line at a Lowe's hardware store on an NPR station when she was turned away in tears after the last generator was sold to the person ahead of her in line. My father is on oxygen, and I'm worried about this storm, she said. The workers just moved her along and turned her away. Seeing her tears, one man decided to give her his newly purchased generator. He's an angel from God, is what he is, she said. That man shared words of love by simply telling her, "Your family needs it more than mine." Jesus wants us to speak words of love to one another. It's the only thing that makes sense in this world of ours that is so deeply divided and terrorized. It's what it means to be Catholic and in full community and in community with one another. None of us knows what tomorrow will bring. So let's fill all of our todays with love to face the uncertainties of all our tomorrows. Listen again to Father Michael Judge. You do what God calls you to do. You have no idea when you're out there on that rig what it will be. No matter how big the call, no matter how small, just go do what God calls you to do. May God be praised.